This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 193 for Monday, December 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Monday morning, while comparable oils are mixed. The January canola contract drops $13.50 at $849.80 per ton, while the March contract gives up $10.50 at $846.50. Support for canola is coming from gains in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil. Pressure is coming from losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, as well as European rapeseed. Higher global crude oil prices are lending support to vegetable oils. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its supply and demand estimates on Friday afternoon. In taking Stat Canada's reduction in canola production for this year, AAFC reduces exports by 7.5% at 8.6 million tons and cuts domestic usage by 5.1% at 9.75 million tons. Canola ending stocks are raised from 500,000 tons to 800,000. All wheat ending stocks lose 1 million tons at 5 million, while the carryover for durum falls to an all-time low of 500,000 tons. The carryout for lentils drops to 100,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is higher on Monday morning, with the loonie bumping up to 73.22 US cents compared to Friday's close of 73.06. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reports soybean planting in Argentina is about 51% complete. That's 14 points behind last year's pace. The exchange says corn planting is around 43% finished, 5 points behind this time last year. The slow pace is due to widespread drought in Argentina. The United States' northern plains received some snow over the weekend. Snow cover across the central plains may be insufficient, and dryness dominates the southern plains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is set to release its weekly export inspections report later this morning. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The March contract falls 17 cents at $14.67 per bushel. March soy oil rises more than 8 tenths of a cent at 63.3 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal loses $15.70 at $444.50 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the March contract down 7 cents at $6.46 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its March contract losing 6 cents at $3.32. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as well, as Chicago March is down 6.5 cents at $7.47. Kansas City March gives up 7 cents at $8.37. And Minneapolis March foregoes 2.5 cents at $9.07. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, December 19th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.